Okay, so I just read a paper that made me genuinely question everything we've been assuming about memory and agents, and I need to walk you through this because the finding is wild.
Uh-oh. That tone usually means I'm about to get annoyed at something.
No, this is the opposite. This is a paper that's RIT MemTrap bench. The core claim is that memory can actually make models perform worse, even when the memory is faithfully extracted and semantically relevant to the query.
That's interesting.
Right? So there's this example. A math game, the goal is to make 24 from a set of numbers. The model gets 4111. Without memory, it finds the solution. 4 factorial times 1 times 1 times 1 equals 24. Correct. But when you give it memory with prior solutions using basic arithmetic, addition, subtraction, multiplication, division, it gets stuck. It keeps exploring arithmetic combinations and never considers factorial. The memory is valid.
So the problem isn't extraction or retrieval. It's that the semantic content of the memory itself reshapes what the model tries.
Exactly. They call it memory-induced cognitive traps, and they split it into two categories: reasoning fixation, where the model anchors to a prior pattern and can't escape it, even within the same task or across task boundaries, and belief distortion, where a counterfactual premise from the history overrides a correct real-world judgment. They built a benchmark, MemTrap Bench, with 1050 instances covering 4 scenarios: cognitive bias, trauma, which is feedback-induced avoidance of a strategy that's actually correct, task boundary, where rules from one task bleed into another, and safety, where sandbox premises override real-world safety. Then they tested 5 memory frameworks, full interaction histories, LightMem, and others against Gemini and Qwen.
And
Every single one underperformed the no-memory baseline. Even the strongest methods had drops greater than 10 percentage points.
wait, so the thing everyone's been shipping memory to improve actually hurts on this benchmark?
On these specific failure modes, yeah. Not universally, they show that controlled experiments prove it's the trap-inducing semantics doing the damage, not just context length bloat.
That's the load-bearing distinction. If it was just longer context makes models dumber, that's one problem. If it's the semantic content of prior examples actively distorts the reasoning strategy, that's mechanistically different and way more interesting.
Right. And they propose a fix called adaptive mem. It's a prompt-based skill, literally instructions to the model to identify and account for potential memory traps before using the retrieved information. No architectural changes. It integrates into any memory framework.
So it's a prompt that says essentially, hey, before you use this memory, think about whether it might be anchoring you to a bad pattern.
That's the gist. And on Gemini 3 Flash Preview, it improves LightMem by 14.9 percentage points on MemTrap Bench while preserving performance on standard memory benchmarks. So it's not a regression, it's actually a lift that doesn't sacrifice the normal memory wins.
Okay, so the honest question, how much of that improvement is adaptive mem actually catching traps versus just making the model more cautious about memory in general?
They don't fully disentangle that in the paper, which is, yeah, that's a fair gap. The prompt could just be adding a think harder tax that happens to help on trap-heavy scenarios.
Right, because if it's just be more careful with memory, then you'd expect a win on MemTrap Bench, but maybe a loss on standard benchmarks where memory is actually helpful and you don't want the model second-guessing itself. The fact that it preserves standard performance is good, but it doesn't prove the mechanism.
Fair. But here's what I actually think matters for shipping. This paper names a failure mode that exists in production right now, and nobody's talking about it. Every team building agents with memory is probably running into this. The model gets stuck in a pattern, or it applies old rules to a new problem, and they're debugging it as a prompt engineering issue instead of recognizing it as a systematic problem with how memory reshapes reasoning.
Yeah, no, that's the real contribution. The benchmark makes the failure concrete. You can actually test whether your memory framework is hitting these traps.
And the fact that all the frameworks they tested failed is, I mean, that's a wake-up call. This isn't a boutique problem with one memory approach. It's systemic.
The other thing that lands for me is the taxonomy itself. Reasoning fixation versus belief distortion is a clean distinction. One is I'm anchored to a reasoning pattern I can't escape. The other is I'm treating a false premise as true. Most memory papers just say, here's the retrieval quality and call it a day. This one says, okay, you retrieve something correct. Now, what does the model do with it?
Which is the question that actually matters for agentic reliability. You can have perfect memory infrastructure and still ship a model that gets stuck or applies rules where they shouldn't apply.
Stop it. That's such an exploring next take.
I know, but it's true. The infrastructure is working. The failure is downstream.
Code and data are available at github.com/cjunelp/memtrapbench, yeah?
Yeah, it's all there. So if you're building memory systems, you can run your framework against this benchmark and see how badly you're failing right now.
Which is both useful and slightly terrifying.
Welcome to August 2026, where the thing you thought was solved turns out to have a whole class of failures you didn't know to measure.